With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone. Sorry about that. We're having a little pre-Mercury retrograde tech issues, but we are here and welcome, friends, to the Alex Levy Show. I am your host, Alex Levy, and I am so honored to have you spend an hour here with me. So if you want to trust your inner guidance and ignite your intuition and lead a spirit-guided life, then you're in the right place. Today is Thursday, February 29th, 2019, and you are listening on the International Angels Network. My passion is to help lightworkers cultivate their intuition. It is my hope that our time here today will be high vibe, spirited, and filled with light energy as we talk about practices, tips, and strategies to help guide people to their natural fullness of power and wholeness. I am so excited about you joining me here tonight. Thank you for showing up. I have a very, very special guest today. Her name is Alyssa Wiles, and she is a psychic medium and intuitive. And tonight we're going to talk about messages from heaven. And we will be taking your calls and sharing a lot of great things. And Alyssa and I will be doing readings, but more on that in a minute. I want to take a moment to thank our amazing founder and producer, Claudia Ibarra, and everyone here at the International Angels Network for creating this safe space for lightworkers to come together and unite. So Alyssa and I will be taking your calls today, and the lines are already filling up. So go ahead and give us a call. We are a live call-in show. You can give us a ring at 1-516-453-9162. That's 1-516-453-9162. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world, and you will see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website. That's blogtalkradio.com/International Angels Network while we're live. And make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you would like to speak to Alyssa. And if you can't get to the phone, you can also send me a question over on Instagram at alexlevy_intuitive. So if you're searching for a spiritual practitioner, we also would love for you to check out our International Angels Network directory. There's readings, energy healing, teachers, mentors, coaches, a metaphysical online stores for the mind, body, and spirit. So just head over to internationalangelsnetwork.com/directory. And if you'd like to be a guest with us over here at International Angels Network, just scroll down on the website and you'll see a little small form you can fill out. And we would love to have you on. And I just have one more announcement before we get started. Our online radio network is sponsored by Audible by Amazon, and you can get your free audiobook today. So to redeem your audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/internationalangels. And you can try Audible free for 1 month and receive a free audiobook for just subscribing. And this coming Sunday, we are having an angel party here on the International Angels Network to celebrate our 2-year anniversary. So that's going to be 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can check everything out on internationalangelsnetwork.com. So I'm so excited. Let's talk about our special guest today. Alyssa Wilds has been receiving psychic impressions and has been in contact with the world of spirit since she was a teenager. Like many intuitives and mediums, she did her best to hide her abilities from a world that often misunderstood them. When she was in her early 20s, a seemingly chance encounter with a local medium and pastor of a metaphysical church made clear to her that these abilities were not going to go away and that she was meant to use them. She has touched the lives of countless individuals, both clients and many students over this past 20 years. In addition to her intuitive and coaching work, Alyssa loves to write. She is a multi-award-winning author of paranormal romance through Dorchester Publishing, Amazon, and Running Press. She's also the CEO of Messages from Your Muse and creator of Tea with Medium events. So I am so excited to welcome my friend and the amazing intuitive medium, Alyssa Wilds. Alyssa, thank you for joining us. Alyssa, are we losing you?
Okay, another little technical difficulty. I'm so glad to be here, Alex. Yay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Okay. It's
oh, good.
Yes. Welcome. It's the Mercury retrograde. Just blame it on Mercury, right?
I know, right? That's convenient. It's Mercury.
Oh,
my technological skills.
I know. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. I'm so excited to chat and do some readings, but can you tell us a little bit about your background, Alyssa?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So my background, that's interesting. So Alex, when I was a teenager, that's kind of when I started to hear spirit people and to feel them. And
oh,
now
really?
I grew up, when I was a teenager, and I grew up in Wisconsin. I was the fourth of 9 children, so I have a lot of brothers and sisters, big family. And we moved to Florida. Yeah, huge. Never a dull moment at my house growing up. But we moved to Florida when I was a sophomore in high school, so I've been in Florida ever since then. My family, you know, they followed a very strict religion that was really completely anti all of the things that I am today. You know, psychic and mediumship ability was really feared. And I had to hide my interest for quite a while in those things growing up. But, you know, I always felt a little different from the rest of my family. I was always drawn to the mystical and the so-called paranormal. And I say so-called because I really believe that much of what we consider paranormal, including intuitive ability, is actually, you know, quite natural and a normal part of being human and living on Earth. I just think that we haven't reached a point where we all readily understand it or how it all works. So, you know, we don't consider it normal or some of it.
Right. I agree, though, with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So normal for us, for you and me, right?
Right. Wow. So I've always been curious, you know, people call you the Raven Queen, right? So how did you get this nickname and kind of the Raven? Like, I love it because I love birds and I always feel a connection with hawks, specifically for me. But
tell
us about the ravens, because I'd love to know that story. I don't know that.
Okay. So here's the deal with the ravens. From the time I was little, I would see blackbirds, and I didn't realize they were ravens at the time because I was little. But as I got older, I, you know, looked them up and started going, what are these things that follow me around? And it was mostly ravens, occasionally crows. You know, now that I'm in Florida, it's crows, because the ravens aren't really, this isn't really their habitat. But I, this was sort of this ongoing theme of my life that I would see them. And I didn't really understand what that was about until I started studying metaphysics and looking up meanings and symbolism of different animals. And I realized the connection with the raven to intuition and the other world, seeing between the worlds and spirits.
Yeah.
And suddenly I was like, oh, this is why I'm constantly being followed around by these guys. And I also became super fascinated just with the birds in general, learning about them, studying them. And it just, it occurred to me that, you know this, Alex, that we all have ways that the universe, spirit tries to communicate with us to sort of give us signs, right? And I realized that this was my sign, and it would turn up in the weirdest way. So it wasn't always actually seeing the bird. It'd be like, I go into a store and, you know, they're out of my shoe size. Well, nobody, they're all looking in the back room. Nobody can find that shoe size. Then suddenly this girl comes in to work who was just checking in and says, oh, I think I know where that is. Goes, gets it, brings, finds it. And her name tag says Raven, you know?
Right?
So it was all these ways, you know, and thought, like being driving down the road in the middle of just a sort of a, having a really rough day and feeling very disheartened and looking up and there's somebody's got, you know, ravens on the back of their car or on their bumper sticker or a sign, you know, on a truck that says Raven. So it just, it became almost comical how often I would see this. And always it seemed like in times in my life where I was feeling like I needed some guidance or needed to know I wasn't alone or that I was on the right path. So it became a sort of language, right, with me and the world and spirits, you know, the universe saying, hey, we got your back. We're watching out for you. If you're not sure, just here, we'll send you another raven because, you know, there's only so many times that can be a coincidence.
So it became your marker, right? That's so cool.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, yes, I'm a bit obsessed with them, but that's why.
I love it. That's a neat story. So did you always know then you wanted to be doing this work? You know, you also do healing work too, right? You do Reiki as well.
So I do. I teach Reiki. You know, I did not always know this. I think it was something that I always knew that I had from the time I was very young. I knew that I had something different, right? I knew that I would know there was this time in my life when I was very young, when it would be before people would say things, I would know what they were going to say before they said it verbatim. I'd hear it in my head before it come out of their mouth. And I'd be like, what just happened there? Or before something would happen, right? Or before something would happen, I would get a sense of it and then it would happen. And so those kinds of things were happening from the time I was very little, but I couldn't really talk about it because it was not accepted in my family or in our faith. So I just kind of kept it to myself. But I had this sense always that somehow it was probably tied into why I was here, but it wasn't something that I was really willing to dig into and own for a while. Now that was a process, a real process for me to get to that point. Just because of all the fear surrounding it through my upbringing, really.
And I think that's probably pretty common for a lot of people in this, you know, line of work or who may be interested in, you know, kind of exploring that, right?
Yep, absolutely. I think it's very common. And a lot of the people that come to learn from me that I teach are people from similar backgrounds as me. And I have to feel that they were drawn, we were drawn together for a reason because I know where they're coming from. And I know how hard that can be to get past it, but I know you can get past it. I know how you can get past it because I've done it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that, you know, you're a mentor, right? You have a mentor program. And
yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's so important, you know, for people to learn, right? Take classes. You've trained with some of the, like Tony Stockwell, right? We studied with Lisa Williams together, and you've been to England, right?
At
Yeah.
So Arthur Findlay College. Yep.
Arthur Findlay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your mentoring and how you kind of mentor and foster intuition for people.
Well, so there's two ways, okay, that I would go about that. Some people come in through classes, and I do, you know, just day workshops. I might do a workshop that's a few hours. I actually have a online virtual intuitive development program that's really robust, that's extremely immersive, very experiential, lots of information, because I don't know how to hold back. I just give everything, you know. I'm very thorough. I want everybody to know everything that I've learned, because I'm so excited about it. But that's
I know you're I feel like you're always filming video content, right? You're always making videos.
Always making more. Yeah, it's like, oh, I just made some more. I thought of something else we need to talk about, and I add it. Yeah. So, you know, I've got that online program, which I'm actually getting ready to roll out again within the next month or so, and I only do it once a year because it's really immersive, and I can only, you know, we only allow so many people into it because I like to be very hands-on and there for people, you know, as they're going through the process. So that's the other way people work with me. And then I also do have people that reach out and they want one-on-one mentoring, and that can be for their psychic ability or for mediumship, sometimes both. And that involves, you know, a lot of you know, online. A lot of people want to do it virtually, so a lot of discussion exercises. I really tune into them, see where they are in their development, maybe where their challenges or blockages are, and we work on helping them get past it. You know, my goal is always to help everybody get to the point where they're really comfortable with their intuition or their mediumship. They feel very safe doing the work, and that they feel confident that they can tune in and receive information and guidance when they need it, and confident in the veracity of the information they're receiving. So, no, it's just very tailored. When the mentoring one-on-one is really tailored to each person, so it can be different just depending on who it is that I'm working with.
I love that. It's so important to invest in education and, you know, and be willing to learn, because you never stop learning. So I want to ask you I want to ask you a little bit about your process for when you're working with clients. So when you're working or doing a reading for someone, whether that's, you know, one-on-one or in a group, how do you actually receive the information you're getting? How does it come to you?
So for me, Alex, that's a good question. I think that's the thing everybody's always trying to figure out, right? Like, how does this work? How does it work for me? And as you know, it can be different for different people. So how I may experience it may be just slightly different from how you experience it. What's easier for me or works better for me may not be the same thing for you. So a lot of this education in learning processes so we can figure that out for ourselves. But for me, it's funny, and I've noticed it's shifted and changed over time. So, you know,
isn't that funny?
I feel like, Alex, what happens is you get to a certain point, you reach a certain comfort level, and then spirit goes, okay, you're comfortable there. Let's kick it up a notch. Pull an emerald on you, you know, a little emerald on you. It's time to kick it up a notch. So I feel like, for me, it really started out very predominantly for me that I would see things or hear things. And then as time went on, and I got real comfortable, see, with the clairvoyance. And for me, it's mostly subjective clairvoyance in my mind's eye. But sometimes I have seen things with my physical eyes, but mostly it's subjective. And then, of course, hearing. And again, for me, it's mostly subjective clairaudience. And then as time has gone on and I started to really fully develop all of my intuitive senses, then I did start to feel things, and then stuff would just pop in from out of nowhere. So I really felt like all of the senses were coming in, but at different times. And yet that clairvoyance sort of became the thing that I would call it my psychic crutch.
So
I would kind of go there first, right? And I got real comfortable with it. And I'll never forget, I was doing a mediumship demonstration, and suddenly I couldn't see anything.
And weird, huh?
It was so weird. And I panicked and I was like, oh my gosh, now what am I going to do? And it all just started coming, popping into my head in what I would term the claircognizance, where you just know, right?
Just
so you're
know
not
it.
Getting any other, you're not getting any other of those tactile senses coming in to give you the sort of the confidence to say what you're feeling. You just completely have to trust spirit. And I thought, well, wasn't that an interesting learning experience? Because it worked just fine that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that moment of, I feel like we're always being worked on. We're always being expanded in our growth. And I think where I am and who I am today, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now, probably going to be completely different, be something else I'm working on. So
yep.
I think that's just part of the journey.
Yeah, I always feel like that too, you know, like the clairs, that they just kind of, they move around. But I would say my primary ones were also starting out clairvoyance and clairaudient.
Mm-hmm.
And the clairsentient was kind of the last, most recent, I would say, thing that that happened. And the clairsentience, for those of you listening, if you're not familiar, is the clear feeling, you know, the feeling of things. A lot of, there's an empath connection with clairsentience. So
absolutely.
We have, so Alyssa and I have an event coming up. So if anybody's going to be in the Orlando area, we will be there. And it's the 10th, right, Alyssa?
Yeah, Sunday, March 10th.
March 10th.
I think it's at 2 in the afternoon. It's in Orlando. There's information on my website, Alice's website. Tickets are available on eventbrite.com. You can search for either one of our names and pull it up. And we'll be doing a mediumship demonstration. So we'll be connecting with your loved ones in spirit. And I'm super excited, Alex. I love
Me
doing
too.
Mediumship demonstrations. Just
I
so
do
much
too.
Fun
they are so much fun. So let's explain that, you know, because there's one-on-one personal readings, right? And there's even small group readings. But explain the difference between, you know, going to an event where, you know, you're in the audience and you're watching a demonstration, how that is a different experience in a way, right?
Oh, well, yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, when you are experiencing mediumship one-on-one, you know, the medium is there connecting with your people on the other side, and it's very intimate, it's very personal, and it's all about your people that are coming through to the medium for you. And it's just a very personal time for you with the medium. Now, at a live event, you're getting to witness multiple miracles happening, right? Not just your own miracle, is what you would experience on a one-on-one, but you get to see that happening for other people as well, which I think is very beautiful and very affirming. That, you know, hey, it's not just me. They're, you know, they're all, right, all of our loved ones are over there. They're all still around, and they've never really left us. And I think that it's just the energy of something like that is just really a beautiful thing to be part of. And of
yeah,
course,
the energy
always,
is so cool.
Right? And then I think also, Alex, it's the whole you know, the potential is there, of course, that we could connect with one of your loved ones as well. So if you're somebody who's like, I don't know if I'm ready for a one-on-one, that feels a little all in for me. I might want to just kind of check this out. You might be more comfortable coming to a group demonstration for, you know, to explore mediumship. So I think it's a really, really great way to get yourself, you know, dip your toe in, so to speak, if you're not sure.
I think so too. I think it's there's just an, like an electricity, and it can bring about so much healing. All readings, you know, bring about a healing, I think, but there's something special and different with a group. So if you're going to be in the Orlando area, we have it on our YouTube page. You can check it out in the International Angels Network. Alyssa, do you have any funny stories when it comes to like connecting with loved ones, or like any kind of like, you know, really funny connections you've made that stand out?
I tell you, so it's interesting because you know this, Alex, it's always like you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, right? Whenever you do mediumship, sometimes it's really emotional, and sometimes you bring through spirits that are just funny, and they share funny stories with you. you know, I can remember one spirit, if you were talking about something that was funny, as a spirit who came through, was just a very funny guy. And I picked up somebody who had actually been confined to a chair, right? He for most of his life, because of a disease he had, he couldn't get out of a chair, but he always kept just a very funny sense of humor about life. And he had a couple things that he always said, apparently, that he wanted to do when he got to the other side. And so I'm picking, you know, I'm kind of nosy. I ask them questions. I always wonder, like, so what are you guys doing over there now? What's going on? I want to know too, right? So I'll never forget, he came through, and I said, you know, I asked him, what are you doing over there now? And I almost didn't want to say it because it just seemed so, you know, unbelievable for, you know, the situation. But he's like, I'm riding a motorcycle and I'm drinking some kind of drink. I can't remember what it was, scotch or something like that. And the person that I was reading just burst out laughing. So those are the two things he always said he couldn't wait to do. So, and he had a funny sense of humor about it. He was laughing as he was zooming by on his motorcycle. And, you know, and I told her, I said, well, he is doing it and he's having a blast. And she busted out laughing. Yes. I mean, they have a, you know, that I think is a just one that will always stand out in my mind because it was just so vivid and she just out laughing. And I honestly think sometimes they come through and they can see the emotion, they can feel what we're, you know, their loved one is feeling, and they want to sort of bring something that's very light and cheerful to the table.
Yes.
So that, right? Do you think that too?
Yeah.
Because I really feel that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because, of course, laughter is the best medicine, right? And, you know, it can be a sad, it is a sad thing. So I think by bringing that through, it does kind of help to soften things.
I think so.
So, all right, I want to let everybody know, if you would like a reading, and it can be any type of reading, please don't be shy. We can also do intuitive readings, and we can pull oracle cards. Give us a ring at 1-513-453-9162, and that's 1-516-453-9162. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere in the world. You will see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website while we're live. So make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad, or you can also just head to the chat room and just type us a question in YouTube or the Blog Talk chat room. And you can listen to us on International Angels Network every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays, where we explore on everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and much more, and take your calls live on air. We have Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern with Claudia Ibarra, and Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern with Divine Guidance with Shishi O'Donnell, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern with Diane Morgan on Angel Navigation, Wednesday, Angel Talk with Sue. And Saturdays, we have Susie Parrott at 2 p.m. Eastern over in the UK, 7 p.m. UK time. And join us next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern with myself, Alex Levy. You can also connect with us on internationalangelsnetwork.com/Alex and just send me a hello. Also, if you have a topic or a question you would like me to cover for a future show or an idea for a guest you would like to have, just drop me a line. You can email me at assist@alexlevyonline.com or head back over to internationalangelsnetwork.com/Alex. All right. So the lines are open. Hopefully we get some callers calling in. Please don't be shy. So, Alyssa, what do you consider? I'm always curious. I love to ask this question with people in any line of work, really. But what do you consider to be your best accomplishment so far?
I would think that my best accomplishment on a personal note would be just having come from where I was with the fear surrounding the work, the fear surrounding my abilities, to now, you know, being somebody who's out there doing it very openly and helping other people to get past their fear and develop their own abilities. When I think about who I was as a little girl and kind of where I came from and where I am now, that's a huge shift. And so, you know, that is something that I recognize that that's definitely, that wasn't an easy road, and that was definitely a big accomplishment. And on a professional level, I think it's any time I see somebody who has gone from just kind of nervous about expanding their intuition and learning about it, and then they move through that space of owning it, learning how to work with it. And then, you know, I've got some people that have gone out, now they're doing the work for other people. That to me is, that just is, that makes it all worth it to me. That is my love, is helping other people learn how to do it to the point where they're comfortable doing the work for others. And I've been fortunate enough to get to experience that. And I just feel so blessed with that in my life.
That's really neat to see people kind of blossom, right? And
absolutely.
Grow. Was there someone who inspired you particularly?
Yeah, there have been so many people who've inspired me. I mean, you mentioned some of my teachers that, of course, have been really inspirational to me. And then other teachers I've had that we didn't mention, Colette Baron Reed. She's amazing.
Yes, we love,
so
I love Colette.
We love her.
Yes.
And... and then, you know,
and I want to let people know you have, are an Oracle guide. So you study with Colette, Oracle School, and you completed her personal mastery and shared wisdom course. And you've also been on stage with her, right? Oracle Palooza.
Yeah. She's so, so wonderful. Yeah. I did a mediumship demonstration with her last year at Oracle Palooza. It was wonderful. It was just wonderful. Such an honor, and she is an amazing medium, y'all. If you have not gone to see her, I mean, seriously, like, she gets up there, and then I'm going, really, I got to follow that? she's just a beautiful person and very, very heart-centered in her work. But, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention my first mentor, which was the person who brought me to this work. And basically, I had met a woman when I was in my early 20s, and she was a pastor of a local metaphysical church. You mentioned her in my bio in the introduction. But her name was Donna Jean. We called her DJ. She was just a wonderful person. She ran this local little metaphysical church that became my spiritual home when I was in my early 20s. And she's the person who basically looks at me and goes, you know, you're a psychic and you're a medium and you're going to be helping people one day with this work, and you're going to touch many lives with your work. And I just looked at her and I was like, you know, of course I thought maybe she was a little bit like off a rock or whatever, but you know, after that, there were so many synchronistic events that kept happening in my life. It made it very clear to me that, you know, maybe she was onto something. So I did go back to see her, and then she put me in my first teaching. So she put me into a year long development program. Yeah. And that really changed my life. And after I came out of that program, I was doing readings at the church, and then I just kind of expanded from there. So she was really instrumental, and you know, she still periodically will turn up. You know, she's since passed away, but she will periodically turn up and nudge me forward when I get stuck, or I'm like, really, I don't know if I can do that. That seems too, like, I don't know if I'm ready to go there. She'll show up and be like, yes, you are.
she's a guy with you.
She still comes around every now and then. So, yeah, I just was very fortunate to, you know, have met her. Of course, I don't believe in coincidences. You probably don't either. So,
know,
I'm just glad that we connected in this lifetime. So, yeah,
oh, that's great.
And those would be my people. Those would be, you know, I'm sure there's a bunch of them thinking about, but they're the first ones that come to mind.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, Colette, she's been such an inspiration for me, too. And she's actually has been a guest here at the International Angels Network. I think that was back in 2017. I love that story,
awesome.
Though. And I have a feeling, though, your teacher is still working with you on the other side, for sure, don't you think?
Oh, I think so, because I've been working on this book that she continues to be like, you haven't been writing, you got to write some more. You need to get back to writing. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to do 20 things. So
tell us about
absolutely.
Your book.
Oh, about my book. So, like you mentioned, I mean, I've published fiction, and I love anything with a magical or paranormal theme or anything that's heart-centered. So that's how I ended up writing paranormal romance because it combines both of those things, right? Heart and paranormal. And so I do have some books available in that genre. And then I'm working on a nonfiction book right now that centers around intuitive development and sort of my journey of how I went from fear to flight with my intuition. And also, of course, there's some good tips in there for how to expand your own intuition. I'm working on some oracle cards. I know you just had a beautiful, beautiful oracle cards that have come out, which are just gorgeous. So
thank you.
Hopefully, yeah, that's very exciting. So hopefully I'll be getting those completed so I can get that out there. But, that's what I'm working on right now, with the writing. I always have multiple projects in the works. I think like a writer always.
Yes.
Has, yeah.
I do too. And do you get, for me, when I'm really in like creative space, it happens at night. It's like, no matter how hard I try and like calm down and disconnect, or, you know, it's like boom, boom, boom. The minute it's like nighttime and bedtime, it's like I get such inspiration. How does it come to you?
It really varies. I think it's, I get the before you go to sleep thing because that's when you're kind of relaxing, letting your mind relax, just opening, you know, you're not thinking so much anymore about it, right? So I get that. And sometimes for me, it's just driving in the car, you know, you're zoned out. Sometimes it's, you know, you're in the shower.
Well, the water is a purifier, right? Yeah, water
absolutely
clears. Yeah,
absolutely. So I think it can come a lot of different ways. And then sometimes it seems like something I'm watching or reading will trigger an idea, you know, either a movie or maybe I'm reading a book or maybe I'm listening to some music. It just seems like it comes in a lot of different ways. But I do think there's something to, you have to be in kind of a relaxed state of mind and enough for it to pop in, right? So the thinking mind isn't running amok in there. And you have the ability to even recognize the intuition when it comes through.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how do you maintain, doing this line of work, how do you maintain kind of a balance? So you're not, and kind of a boundary issue with, you know, with energy too. How do you balance the boundaries and energy? Because we use a lot of energy doing this line of work.
Yeah, we really do. I when I'm not working, I really, and I'm not, you know, either working or I'm not purposely sitting in meditation or sitting in, you know, the power, trying to connect with spirit. I really put up, like I joke about it, but it's real. I put up my closed for business sign. So that I keep my psychic antenna are down. I really take some time to go and just do other things and disconnect from it. So whether that's, you know, spend time with my son, you know, whether that's go for a walk with my dog or, you know, go out to lunch with my mom or whatever it is, like I'm always looking for ways to sort of, you know, just, you've got to live your life to be in just your normal life. And I really think, you know, that whole saying about, you know, we're here to be humans having our, where we're spirit beings having our human experience. We can't, we can't neglect the fact that we have to have the human experience. We can't just be up in the ethers all the time. We have to.
I know.
So
that was my day. That was my day yesterday. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, in Connecticut. I think you know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say her name.
Yeah.
So we were both texting,
before you
and I'm
said
like,
Connecticut. Oh. I knew. Before you even said Connecticut. Yep.
Yeah. We both yesterday. I was in such la la land yesterday. I was like, okay, ground yourself, Alex. I mean, I was talking to our friend, and on Marco Polo, which is the funniest little app, right? And I was saying how I'm so spacey and I need to ground myself. And as I'm saying that, I literally trip. I caught myself. But
it's
so true. We live, you know, sometimes we get so used to being so high up there. And I think I often see also with students, you know, they focus so much on, I got to open my third eye or, you know, on these higher clairs and chakras that we kind of neglect in the lower ones and realize that, hey, we are physical too, right? Like you were saying, we have to still be present.
Yep, we still have to be. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, I think people, they don't realize, or people often don't realize. I know it took me a while to figure this out when I was first learning and developing, but we need the lower chakras too. Like they have to come into play. We have to, otherwise we're not grounded in the insights we're receiving, right? And we also, and you know this in mediumship, we're also pulling and drawing on the energy of those lower chakras to raise our vibration in order to connect, in order to make it easier to connect with the spirit world. So if they're all out of whack and they're not stable and strong and healthy, that's going to be problematic for us. And I think, you know, too much time focused, you know, on the high, like you said, on the higher levels, and we can really get ourselves off kilter and out of balance. And I think it can be really unhealthy for us. So I say work on all of them,
Don't neglect one for the other.
Yeah.
And be open to just how things are going to come through. Alyssa, we have a caller. So we have Melina calling in from Connecticut. I hope I said that right. Melina. Hi, Melina. You're live.
Hi, Melina. How are you?
Good. Hi, thank you for calling in tonight.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Do you have a question for Alyssa or I?
Yes. It's actually very specific, and it's about my job. Lately, a lot of things have been going on, and I was wondering what do you see my future with this job, and if everything's going to turn out okay, because a lot of things have been occurring.
Yeah, a lot of, like, organizational changes and layoffs and whatnot. So here's the thing, Melania. Say your name again. I want to say it right. Melina, thank you.
Yes.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
The thing is that I get a sense of, I'm sorry, I started talking, Alex. I didn't ask if you wanted to go. I'm going to go ahead and go.
Go ahead. You're on a roll. Keep up with it.
I really get a sense of that even before some of these shifts and changes were happening, you already were sort of feeling a bit out of sorts and like you weren't sure this is where you wanted to stay. And so what happens sometimes is when we're in a place where the energy is no longer really serving us or conducive to us and our growth, we start to, if we don't decide, I'm going to start making some change myself. Now, whether that means looking for something else within the company or whether that means looking for something else outside of the company, that's always up to you. But if we don't start taking some action in some way, you know, then things start to happening to sort of give us nudges, right, to start to think about taking some action. So in the short term, I feel like, you know, I don't feel you immediately going anywhere, but in the long term, I feel like you are ultimately going to be the person who's going to make that decision yourself, and that, you know, that you're going to decide, or you already have thought about it, about where you want to go from there. But I feel either way you're going to be okay. So, you know, I can feel some of the panic that's setting in even as I'm talking to you. So I just feel like I need to tell you that you're going to be okay either way. Okay, honey?
Thank you.
Melina, have you worked or do you work with children or in a school setting or any type of daycare or anything like that?
No, not with schools. I'm working for a university, but I mean, there's student workers with me, but they're not young. Yeah, they're not toddlers or anything.
Because I definitely do feel like, because I was seeing kids and students. Okay, so I definitely feel like I still see you working in that realm of worlds. But like Alyssa was saying, I think it's kind of it's going to be shuffling around within that world. And have you, is that kind of what you're feeling?
You know, I've been wanting, the job I'm in now, it's like my full-time job, but I've been looking at side jobs and maybe wanting to even babysit. I don't know why, I do miss being around children either way before.
Yeah.
I never tried it. I just, well, mm-hmm. something about now with all the shit that's happening in my work, mm-hmm. I've been looking at like clinical psychology programs because I'm like, maybe that's mm-hmm. the route I could be in.
Love it.
I love that.
Love it. So we're
just when
yeah.
you said that, yeah, I feel like your energy kind of shifted, right, Alyssa? Do you feel that?
Yep. Well, and that makes sense because her energy was already of somebody who was feeling like disenfranchised and even before all this happened, like maybe this isn't where I want to be. So I'm not surprised that you were thinking about, furthering education and moving to something different. I feel like that, you know, that would be a good move for you. I can feel some worry or constriction in the financial part, but it seems like you could get some help there somehow. So, you know, I think if you're drawn there, you got to really think about it, really think about it. And don't talk yourself out of, well, these things take too long or it's too much, that kind of thing. Because I always kind of look at it like, you know what, time's going to pass anyway. You know,
yeah.
time's going to pass anyway. Yeah, yeah. I had a friend, Melina, that I'll never forget. I didn't go back to start college until I was in my mid-20s. And she was 10 years older than me, and she wanted to go back to school too. And she kept saying, oh, you know, I'm too old. It's going to take forever. By the time I get done, I'll be this old. And I remember saying to her, well, you know what? Your time's going to pass anyway. And I went on and got an advanced degree, and, you know, you flash forward 7-8 years later, and she was still saying the same thing. I probably should go back to school, but it's going to take so long, and I'm 45, and, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, you could have had 3 degrees by now. So mm-hmm. just something to think about.
Yeah.
Right? Time's passing anyway. Yeah, something to think about. But I feel like you can do whatever you set your mind to. Don't let fear hold you back there, hon.
Thank you. Yeah, because
you're so
lately. I've been looking at clinical psych programs, and they tend to take 5 to 6 years, but
mm-hmm.
I'm very interested, so
I look forward to. Well, you know, if your heart is drawn somewhere and it keeps coming back up, it keeps niggling at you, that's often we're getting that nudge from our higher self, from our helpers on the other side, trying to tell us, hey, you're inspired to do this for a reason. So pay attention for sure.
Thank you, Melina.
Hey, you're so welcome. We wish you the best of luck, honey. You're going to do great.
Yeah, you'll do great.
Thank you. Thank you guys for your help.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too.
All right. I think we have some callers who are in the queue. So if you're listening, make sure you press 1 on your keypad so you can join us and hop on over and get a mini reading. Again, the number is 1-516-453-9162, and you just press 1 on your keypad. Alyssa, do you have like a specific daily spiritual practice you do?
Yes. So you know what I do?
What?
Every day, when I get up in the morning after I, you know, get my son to school, come back, get my coffee, all that kind of stuff, I sit down, I get centered, and I pick an oracle deck. I pick an oracle deck, and I mm-hmm. pick one card. And before I pick it, I ask, what do I need to know about this day to get the most out of this day, you know, for my highest and best? Some other language like that, right? I'm just sort of something like that.
Yeah.
This was actually something that I was inspired to do from Ms. Colette Baron-Lee. Okay, because that is something she does or recommends. So what I realized was it really helps me get centered for the day and just stay in that day, right? Instead of worrying so much about what was coming, I stayed in that day. And it was uncanny how often that I'd look at the end of the day and I think back on that card and I'd go, holy cow, that was so on point.
Wow.
It was really useful. It was very useful. So that's, and
I
then
love
I usually
it.
Will spend about maybe 15, 20 minutes just sort of centering and meditating before I start my day, because you know how it goes. Once the day starts, you know, you get so busy, it can be really hard to get back to it. So,
So
I do that in the morning. Even though I'm not a morning person, I still do it in the morning.
I do the same thing with the card. Thanks for sharing that.
Love
we
it.
Have a
You're
caller.
Welcome.
We have Jenna from Florida, too. Jenna, Hi, Jenna, you're live with us.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Hi, Jenna, thank you for calling.
Thanks for having
me. Fellow Floridian. Yay!
How can we help you tonight, Jenna?
Hi, I just wanted to see if, like, I could get a message from my grandpa who passed away, if that's possible.
Well, Jenna, I can't guarantee from a particular person, but I can tune into your energy and see if I, you know, who I pick up around you. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay. All right. So, and Alex, feel free to join in on this with me.
All right.
And do a little double link. Okay. So let's just sort of, Jenna, just relax and just really feel yourself kind of, you know, breathe, open up your heart to this process, and we'll see who we connect into.
Okay. Okay, great.
So I immediately see a man. I'm just going to start to describe him to you. He is an older man who's passed. He is fairly tall, slender. I see he's balding, and he kind of, you know, he's kind of funny. Like, when I say that, he reaches up to his head like, is this necessary? We need to talk about that. He kind of makes a joke. This is somebody who's got a really nice sense of humor. I'm drawn to his chest area, and I feel lungs. And he, like I said, he does feel older when he passed, and lungs are, because I'm really pulled into the chest area, and I feel taller man, not real heavy man, more of a slender build. I see balding. I do feel this is somebody who is connected to you by blood. Would you understand an older man, kind of the way I'm describing him? Sorry, go ahead, honey.
It's possible. I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Jenna, do you have a father in spirit?
No, not a father.
Okay. And I feel like I want to acknowledge, like, a Scott or a Jay name or initial. Can you understand that? And this could be for someone living, too.
Like, the starting with a letter J?
Yeah, I see an initial letter J, and I have to also be hearing the name Scott. Can you understand either of those?
Maybe the J.
The J, okay. And would this be with your grandfather, the J?
No, that would be like my living father.
Your living father, okay. So were you hoping to connect with dad's dad? Because I keep feeling like I need to talk about your father.
My father's living, that's possible. Yeah.
That was his father, okay. And who plays tennis? Because I feel like I need to acknowledge tennis. Or swinging a tennis racket in tennis.
I'm not too sure, honestly.
You're not too sure? All right. Alyssa, what else are you feeling?
So I think the reason that you're feeling Jay, or the connection of Jay, is this person is connected. Well, first of all, she's Jenna. And then also, I feel
you are Jenna.
Saying, I'm saying like the Jay, too, is on her, is her, she's saying her father. I do think this man that I'm seeing is connected to her father somehow. And I feel like, hold on, let me just see what else he's showing me here.
Yeah,
I'm getting a sense of some
connection.
Yeah. And I'm getting a sense of like a factory. This person did work in some kind of factory. And, cause he's showing me like what looks like a building with like little, chimney, you know, the chimney stacks and the smoke coming out of them. And I feel like, again, he is connected to dad somehow, and that's why you're picking that up. Now let's just see, because sometimes, and Jenna, I'm going to just ask you to kind of remember some of these things we're telling you and then ask your dad about them.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I feel I feel like he'll know who this person is. Now, sometimes what happens is we get a spirit comes through and their energy is a little bit stronger because they're just a little bit easier to connect with us. So I'm just going to tell you that I don't know if you've seen her too, Alex, but I feel like he's actually bringing a woman in. And I see this lady behind him who looks a little bit shorter of stature, a little bit rounder. And I feel like she did pass from an illness. I feel like could be cancer related. And she feels to me like she also feels to me connected to you by blood. So, and this lady also looks a little bit older when she passes. Like I said, I feel an illness. It feels like cancer to me, and she's not super tall. She's a little bit rounder. Hold on here. And I get a sense with her of caretaking or caring for people, whether she did that for her job or whether that was also family related. It could be both. And she just kind of peeks around him. And so I do see her there also. Do you understand this lady?
It could be possible. I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, if I talk to my family about it.
Jenna, do us a favor and go on to the Facebook page, International Angels Network, and leave us just leave us a comment and let us know. And definitely check with your father. But your loved ones are okay. They're and your grandfather's with you. All right.
Thank you.
He's with you. All right. Just keep talking to him. All right.
Okay,
yep, he hears
you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
You're
in.
You're so welcome, honey. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Alyssa, we have a quick question from Shirley in Texas.
Yep.
In the chat, and she wants to know, do you have any feelings about her career this year?
Do I have feelings about her career? Shirley from Texas. I don't know why. I just got the sense of somebody who was like planning to make some kind of a big shift or change. It almost felt like if somebody said to me that they were like retiring or just leaving something altogether. It's a very big change. So I don't, I can't see her chat, Alex, so you'll have to tell me what she's saying. But it feels to me like there's planning going on for almost to step away from and do some kind of a big shift or change. And like I said, when I feel that, it's either like somebody actually moving into the next stage of their life, like they're retiring,
yes.
Or it's okay. Does she understand that?
Well, I'm not seeing her chat, but I think just pulled a card. I pulled a card to go along with that. And the card I got was relax, retreat, and renew from the spirit guide oracle. So I think that goes along with kind of what you're saying. So thank you, Shirley. Thanks for chatting in. Alyssa.
Sorry.
I just want to say we are wrapping up in a minute, and I want people to be able to connect with you. So where can we find you at?
You can find me on my website. It's www.elissawilds.com. It's ELISSAWILDS. Or you can find me on Facebook. It's Alyssa Wilds. It's Psychic Medium. There's pretty much, you Google me or look for me on Facebook, you'll find me because there's nobody else that I've found in the world with the same name, which is good and bad, you know.
You can find everything.
If you go, you find me on Facebook. Please join me there or Instagram, wherever you're most comfortable. I look forward to connecting with you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining today, and I hope you'll come
back. Thanks for having me. I know I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It was a lot of fun.
And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and send us a hello, me a hello over at AlexLevy_intuitive. I'd love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and subscribe in the Apple Podcast so you are notified for future episodes as they are released. We're also on iHeartRadio now. And for future events, courses, personal readings, you can always connect with me over at AlexLevyOnline.com. And you get a free meditation for just hang out. So stay connected. Thank you for listening, and we have some great shows coming up. And again, this coming weekend, we have our angel party, so I hope you join us. Have a wonderful spirit-guided night. Take it easy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.